It's day 7 of the February 2015 challenge, audio challenge. And today's topic is, what do you have in your wallet? Yeah, I'm glad I'm not a woman. Because the question would be, what's in your purse or handbag, I guess. I know what my wife's purse and handbag is like. Anyway, what's in my wallet? Well, I don't know. I guess guys are just different. Some guys have a full wallet. Some guys have a little purse-type wallet. Actually, I know one guy who's never owned a wallet. I don't know how he survives. Okay, so on opening my leather wallet, I do love leather wallets. And my wife always buys me nice ones, and they're always brown, like my shoes. I never buy brown shoes. The only black shoes I have are a sort of a sensible pair for funerals, yeah, exactly. And the other pair is for dress, if I'm going to a function or a dance or something. Although they're smart ones, they're quite nice. But in general, everyone else is brown. I'm not into black as it were. So, what's in my wallet? As I open my wallet, okay, the first opening of it, because it opens right up to about 3 sections, which is about a foot long. So the first thing I see is the bank card, the card that I use all the time. It's invariably being used as purchases when I'm with my wife, you know, or paying online. That's a critical one. That's the one that's used most, and that sits foremost in the wee slots on my wallet. The first part of my wallet, there's 4 wee slots. That's the prominent one because it gets used most. In behind that is my Morrison's matching more card, my Apple card. I have a TSB paper card, but that was just for an appointment, so that can go. I've not seen it. I can go into my trouser pocket and get disposed of. I have my Nectar card. I have some of my trade cards. That is what I used to trade under. I've kept them as nostalgia. Here and there, Vodafone card with the numbers you phone if you need to phone in an emergency. Some of these cards, by the way, I forgot were here. Now, that's okay, that's just a little note, another wee card. And finally, in that little section, my Westloading, well, it's not my Westloading card, it's a Westloading card to do with Business Improvement District Manager. That can go because I don't need him anymore. Oh no, I better keep that for next Christmas, because she was a guy that got my wife into the Christmas street fair for her charity. So he can stay. So that's in there. I'll put all those back. No wonder my wallet's bulky. Now, I open up the second section, and in that is my Westloading One Scotland card, which allows me to get into, I think that's the one for transport. It allows me to get free bus transport and discounted on the trains. So that's with my moniker, my face, my image on a lovely Saltire card, by the way, blue and white Saltire flag. On the opposite side is another photograph of me, same photograph, and it's my government, Scotland, which allows me to do various other things. There's some cards in behind this. Now, what are they again? Okay, well, I'm going to have a seat out on the bench. It's easier to do this. I'm going to drop all this stuff. Right, first time sitting on the garden bench in 2015 as the sun is beginning to set. It's still shining strongly in my face, so it's got a wee bit to go yet, which means the days are lengthening, which is brilliant. So I have my electrical electrotechnical certification card, which declares me as being an electrical technician, an electrical engineer, a maintenance electrician, an installation electrician, and an approved electrician with my, again, my moniker. Actually, it's a better looking photograph. I quite like that one. And below that is my union card. I've always kept my union up, just for benefits reasons. So basically, I'm still in union, but I'm what they call a retired member. But if I need to call on them for any assistance, they also give you discounts on insurance and other products. But also, if anything happened to me, my wife can call on them for free legal advice up to a certain figure. I think it's quite a bit of money, you know. I don't think I should ever top it out. So that's in that little section. That's a wee kind of see-through section, like a fine net. If I flip that over, I have my TSB Platinum card. And below that is an old card. Next to that is my... the Platinum's a joint account. I have my own wee account card after that. I have my Library Services card. My Excite card, which allows me into all the sports facilities free. But having said that, we just got a brand new card through recently, which apparently covers them all. You only need to add one card, so I'll have to have a recce through this wallet and see what else I can toss out. So that's that. Which leads me to the back section where I keep my money. I have some notes in here. Not an awful lot, to be honest with you. But I do keep this to yourself, will you? I do keep money hidden away in my study. That's the piggy bank. So I've got some money here. I could afford to go for a meal. I have my driving license, which that's why my wallet always goes with me. Not just for the bank cards or the money, but whenever I change my trousers, even if I'm not leaving home, I transfer everything that was in the trousers I was wearing into the ones I'm now wearing. And that includes keys and my sundry items. I just transfer everything. And the reason I do that, and I've been doing that since I was, is simply to make sure that I always at least had my wallet in my back pocket, because it carries so much stuff, including my driving license, which you can use for ID. What a noisy bugger that is. Hope he doesn't go down by at 3 o'clock in the morning. Behind that is a selection of plasters. Simply because I have white finger, my fingers go into splits and hacks quite often. And I've got one in my thumb just now. And they're very, very painful, and a plaster solves that. So I always carry plasters. Even the ones that are at the bottom of my wallet. That should be thrown out. Probably no longer spare it. But I put some new ones in the other day. I have more money to decide. That's what I call the small notes, fives and tens. In front of that section is empty, devoid of anything. What did I keep in that before? And then, this leads me to my last wee section, which is under a wee stud. And below that stud it reads, Anna and Robert. P-I-E-L, Legitima. I think that was the manufacturer of this leather wallet. And she bought me this in Italy, I believe. Anyway, in that little section is some serial numbers to my iPad, my iPhone, my bike ID, in case they ever get nicked or lost. And to me, apart from all the other things, what is just, or if not more important, there is a little plastic wallet which opens up into three sections. On the left is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, a photograph. In the middle, there is three little medals, one of a lady, one of a saint, and one of another saint, and I can never remember what the two saints are now. And in the fourth wee section is a crucifix. These are all like little silver things, you know, they're quite small. But they go with this, and on the right hand side there's a little card that says, I am a Catholic. In case of accident, please call a priest. My name is Bye-bye. My address is this, and my phone number is this. And that's what was in the wallet, in case anything untoward happened to me. Hopefully someone will get a priest to me fairly quickly. And hear my confession before I go. And send me on my way to meet my maker. So, that's about it. There's a little zip bit here. There's nothing in it. I think I used to use that for hiding some notes. I say hiding because my wife would never bring my wallet. I know that for a fact. But I think it was in case I got caught out on towards short money and I would have a 20 pound note or something stashed in here. But double check this just in case. Nope. No luck either side. No previously stashed 20 pound note. So that is my wallet. You could say nothing exciting, but then what is ever exciting in a gent's wallet, apart from which he might have for the weekend, if you know what I mean. There hasn't been any of those in my wallet since I was a young man. The second part of this was, I believe, what would you not leave the house with when you leave the very first time of the day, whatever that time is, in other words. What would you not leave the house without? And you've not allowed your smartphone or your keys. In my case, since it's not the smartphone, not the keys, and obviously the wallet, I would never leave home without my wallet. Never, ever leave home without my wallet. I wouldn't even go out in the garden without my wallet in the back pocket. But let's exclude that too, since it's discussed in the first part. And what I would never leave home with, the house without, I should say, not with, without, is, it's going to sound sad, but it's my Apple earbuds. I would just never leave without those. Because I've got to listen to all you lovely people. How am I going to listen to you if I don't have earbuds? I can't hold a phone up to my ear as I go about doing my things and driving cars and gardening and shopping and all kinds of things. So I need earbuds. So my Apple earbuds are always with me, much to the annoyance of my wife, who constantly tells me to leave them behind because we're going away for a meal and you won't need them, and I'll still sneak them into my shirt pocket. Yeah. Okay. So that's it. Wallet and Apple earbuds. Sun's beginning to go down behind the trees now. As you can hear, the flock of house sparrows have returned to the front of the house. They've already, I think, went up into the big evergreen ivy to roost for the night, but they're all singing their wee songs and telling each other stories of the day. Miss Blackbird is above me, strange. Yes, in the front garden, because she's just chased a cock blackbird out from the back. She's right above my head on the tiles, looking down on it. So she's come round to see me, I guess, but not really. She was just chasing someone else. So as I sit here on the, as I said, on this bench for the first time in 2015, it's lovely. Because it's a scene that I don't, well, I do see every day, but to sit and look across it and watch my fountain and a frozen pond, and the sun going down, and the wee birdies all chirping away, mad. It's nice. Bye for now. Wallet safely ensconced back in clear pocket.